blown off a great first date, but now you're getting blown off and you can't figure out why. So that the very last resort, you come to us and see if we can figure it out. Hi, Todd. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
It's going.
Right, I know. It always sucks to be in this position. It's like, you know, first of all, you're getting blown off. And second of all, you have to admit it on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So give us the background here, just so we have a sense of what the date was like where you met and everything. And her name is Mackenzie, right?
Right, yeah. So we met at the mud race a couple of weeks ago. You know, we were standing in the food line, and then I saw her a little bit later, and she asked me for my number, and it was cool.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
So what was the date like?
The date was good. We talked. We were just kind of like, we had good conversation, had a couple beers. You know, normal, just kind of getting to know each other. We both graduated college a couple years ago, so we're, you know, at that point.
Right.
Just trying to get ready for the next step in our lives. It was cool. And then at the end of the night, we chatted by our car for a while, and then I got a little nervous, so I just hugged her.
Okay, so no kiss, but a hug.
No. I mean, it was nice. I thought, and that's why I'm calling you guys. I thought, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Now, have you? So you haven't gotten a hold of her? Have you tried like reaching out?
Yeah, I mean, like a couple text messages, but it's always like really been really short. Like,
right?
Hey, what's going on? How's it going? Good.
Oh no.
Oh, cool. Do you want to maybe meet up? I don't know. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Right. So we did get a hold of Mackenzie, who has agreed to come on. Mackenzie?
Hi.
Say hi, Todd. Can you hear Todd?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
How's it going?
You know, just awkward moments on the radio, nothing else. What about you? No, so listen, thank you for coming on, Mackenzie. I know this took a little coaxing. Was it a good date? I guess it just kind of ripped the Band-Aid off. Did you have a good time with Todd? Was there anything on the date that he should have done differently, just so, you know, for future reference?
Yeah, the date went well. I mean, like, he's a nice guy and everything, and we grabbed some beers, and, like, it was good at first, and then I just found out that he was on a different page than I was.
Like in jobs?
You mean, well, you said you talked about just being out of college. So is it like, is Todd a little behind, like not working full time or?
No, he just sees things completely different than I do.
Like, you mean like politics?
No, I need a guy with experience, and he doesn't
experience.
Oh. Do you mean with sex?
Yeah.
He's not very experienced?
No. Yeah, he's a virgin. And that's okay with me, but it's just not for me. You know, it's okay for him. I'm just not, I don't want that right now.
So you're Todd, you've never, you haven't had sex?
No, I mean, not yet, but I mean, I don't see what's wrong with that. That's the reason that you don't want to go on another date with me?
Yeah, I mean, you're on a different page than me sexually, and
wait,
I don't think
hold
it's
on.
Gonna work.
Todd, have you ever, you've at least, like, made out with a woman, I assume.
Yeah. I'm just kind of, I'm saving myself for marriage. You know?
Oh, so this is intentional. Good for you.
So wait, so you're saying because I'm a virgin, you don't want to go out with me? Well, that's crazy. Like I thought I like you. Like we had great conversations. I'm attracted to you. It just, I mean, I haven't slept around. I mean, it's not like it's not like people sleep around a bunch. I mean, like how many people have you slept with?
Well, I'm 26. Years old, so I'm not 17, so I've definitely had some partners.
Sure, yeah, okay. I mean, Yeah, what is it, like 2 or 3? I mean, I don't care.
A few. I don't know, like 9 max.
9. Okay.
Well, that it's just a number.
Okay.
Well, Todd, I don't think you can expect every woman who you're interested in to, you know, have the same views. Or if you do, maybe you need to be upfront about that.
I guess, if that's right. The problem here. So
is that, well, let me, Todd, is it important to you to date someone who also has waited, or would you be open to dating a woman who already has had sex?
I mean, I'm fine with someone who's had sex. It just kind of 9 seems like a lot to me. Yeah, wow.
Well,
I just didn't realize.
That's not really a lot. I mean, I have friends who have double that.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the person. There's no standard for that anymore.
I mean, I respect your decision to be a virgin and everything. It's just not for me. It's just too complicated for me right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that would be a no on giving it another shot, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But he does other things. You do other things, right?
Yeah.
Are you asking for you, Eva?
Well, I'm just wondering.
Eva's like, well, Todd sounds nice. I could show him the ropes.
Well, I mean, obviously you need to have some sort of physical connection.
You need some training, Todd. Eva's right here.
Kissing and other stuff.
Right? I'm like the man training wheels.
I don't know. I didn't realize there's such a turnoff for women. Wow.
I think it really you just have to find the right person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It is a very traditional, kind of old school attitude, and that's perfectly fine. You just have to find someone who's, you know, in line with that. Well, thanks for coming on, and thank you for your honesty, Mackenzie. And Todd, good luck, okay?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Wow.
Blown off.
That's
what's happening
awkward
to you, go to coast931.com.